Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth. It is your 2025 bride-to-be AJ Mulholland here, joined by a fabulous cast and crew, including our soon-to-be groom-to-be, Andrew Bailey.
Woo! What up? I kind of panicked when you said my name. I don't know why. I never go first.
Did all the wedding just like all the wedding planning just freak out at you for a second? Because that's how I feel.
Soon-to-be groom-to-be.
I guess it would be soon to be groom because you're already a groom, question mark, because you're already engaged.
I guess.
He's
I guess
a fancy.
Well, people say bride-to-be. Soon, yeah. I don't know.
But you're not like the soon-to-be bride-to-be.
I am the bride-to-be. Very
exactly.
True. And it just sounded fun rolling off the tongue, okay?
It does. I like soon-to-be groom-to-be.
Heard. We'll make t-shirts. Anyways, our resident Disney princess with the Disney wedding herself, Mel. Oh, I almost said Mel Geo. That's so sad.
It always
not on the
happens.
Wedding episode.
You were the only one at my wedding, AJ.
And I still said your maiden name.
Sorry. Yeah,
none of you have an excuse at this point.
In a wedding like the following Saturday.
You know what that sounds like to me, Andrew?
Excuse.
That sounds like an excuse.
I drove across the entire state of New Jersey like four times, which was my own fault, to see that wedding.
Yeah, AJ literally drove to the wrong coast.
I literally saw the entire state of New Jersey in one day, and I now have no need to ever go back.
Nope. But with that, hey, everybody.
Oh my goodness gracious. And Hunter Hazen.
Hi, I'm already married.
Already married, but you're like in this very exciting new chapter of life.
Yep. Little man, little girl on the way. So we're excited.
So exciting.
So soon to be girl dad to be?
Girl.
Exactly.
Yeah,
soon to be girl dad to be.
Soon to be girl dad to be.
You got it down. There it is.
Instead of like a double negative, it's a double positive. Soon to be. Anyways, friends, you're probably like, why the heck did they keep rambling on about, you know, all these big life events, you know, getting engaged, getting married, having children, all this crazy stuff? Well, that's because in today's episode, rather than me continuing to stress out about the wedding planning, which if you heard the Patreon episode, you know, is not going well. Instead of stressing about that myself, I want to inflict pain onto my fellow co-hosts and make them plan a wedding. Now, what we're going to do here is a little balling on a budget, build your own Disney wedding. What I mean by that is I'm going to give each of the hosts a specific monetary amount, and don't laugh at me. I'm going
to
say $300, and you're like, AJ,
plan a wedding.
To plan a wedding, and you're like, AJ, $300 can't even cover like a boutonniere these days. I know that. I'm very well aware of that. But it's a nice small amount. We're going to pretend everything in this world costs like $5, $10, $30, $40 when we all know that is not the case.
We're getting married in 1835.
Apparently, shoot. We're going to start out with a nice, clean, even $300 though. And there are going to be 9 categories that the hosts have to choose from. Here's the kicker though. Each category has 4 options. One of them is going to be the creme de la creme. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's also very expensive. So do you really want to spend your money on that? Or you might go for the free option, which might make you the laughing stock wedding of the century. You'll just have to see and find out. We're going to go through each of the 9 categories and I'll send the result. Excuse me. I'm going to send the format to them over text, but we'll post this on our social media the day that the episode gets released. That you guys can get a visual and whatnot. But if you want to play along, grab a pen and paper, write down what you would choose as well, and see if you don't break the bank with that $300. Now, the only caveat to this is, like I said, there's 9. So we got a lot to get through. If you decide later on that maybe you picked your perfect venue, but now your perfect wedding band comes along and you're like, oh, I'd much rather spend the money to get this than that, you can break your deposit and break your contract with your venue or wedding dress or wedding hair, whatever it may be, but you still have to pay 50% of that. So you'll get 50% of your money back. You have to buy something from that other category. So you're not, you know, venueless, but you'll get that remaining money to go spend on something else. So does this make sense to everyone?
Yeah. Sounds like I can win. Is there a winner?
There is going to be a winner because once we're done here, I'll compile everyone's answers. We'll post it onto the Patreon. We'll post it to Instagram. Let everyone vote. And my hope is that y'all will have some really beautiful key parts to your wedding. Like I said, some beautiful venues. But maybe you're wearing rags to the altar. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be a good time.
Well, AJ, you weren't here last week, but a certain ghost host really put me through the ringer. So I'm really hungry for vengeance now.
It was beautiful.
One of my favorite podcast recordings. No offense, guys, like ever. truly such a confidence boost, not gonna lie.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
I mean, it works like that whenever I just get all my things taken away. It's like if we play this game and I'm like, oh, Mel, those five things you just bought, they just disappeared. They're gone.
They're gone.
Look, I've never really gone into everything that went into my wedding, but that happened to me twice. So I've been there already.
The wedding planning trauma is coming out.
Look, y'all. We had a long engagement. We had like a 2-year engagement plus being together already for about 8 years before that. So yeah, it was a lot.
And good thing you're doing this for free, because here we go. It's wedding planner era, baby. Speaking of wedding planner era, your first choice, you get to pick who your wedding planner, your partner in crime, is going to be throughout this endeavor. So we have four options. Remember, you have $300 to start with. You can pick Lottie. We know her. We love her. She's over the top. She is grand. She has all the connections. She has these big ideas. She is going to be $30. Worth your money? I don't know. Let's find out. Edna Mode. Now, I know she's usually into designing for the superheroes, but she loves you guys so much. She wants to lend a helping hand to make sure that yours is going to be the best wedding of all time. She just asks that there's no capes involved in any of the wedding garments, but that's her only stipulation. She's going to be $20. Roz, sweet girl. She's going to have those contracts down to a T. You will never have a vendor out of place. You will never have a dime out of place. She is going to get that locked and loaded for you. She's going to be $10. Or you can try to wing it, and that'll be nothing for you. So you got Lottie for $30, Edna Mode for $20, Roz for $10, or you just go solo. Big old goose egg. Now, Mel, I'm going to let you go first on this one, because I can sense we have some wedding planning.
The conspiracy drama coming out here. Begins.
And it already starts. You know, people would probably think I'd immediately go for the $30 Lottie option. But I planned my own wedding with no help, really. I mean, I had my maid of honor, obviously, and stuff like that. But like, I picked mostly everything by myself. So I'm going to go solo. I'm confident I could do that again.
Mel is going solo for a fat $0. Good choice. All right, boys, now you gotta decide. I'm gonna go in the order of my screen and we'll do a snake round. So like Mel, Andrew, Hunter, Andrew, yeah. Mel, Andrew, go? Hunter. I'm just going in the order on my screen here.
You need to
But that
calm
means you'll
down.
Be first the next round. You'll be first the next round. Andrew, you're gonna be my middle child this entire time. I'm sorry, dude. Yay. But you get to go next. So who are you thinking? Lottie, Edna, or Roz?
Well, I wanted to go solo, so I'll go Edna.
We're going Edna.
You got 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Edna for 20. All right, Hunter, that gives you Lottie for 30 or Roz for 10. What you thinking?
Well, there's nothing worse than, you know, forgetting to have the guest list done on time or forgetting to pay a vendor and they back out. So you need someone who's solid on that paperwork. Give me Roz. 10
How
bucks.
How did I know?
Hey.
Beautiful. My friends, and now that all your contracts are signed with your approved wedding vendor and planner and whatnot, they actually have a little pre-wedding gift for you.
Oh, dear.
So, Mel, you did not sign with anyone, so no wedding gift for you. Sorry. Andrew, though, for going with Edna Mode, you know, let's be honest, she's still rolling in the dough from her designer days. She wants to gift something to you. You can pick it at any round. You get one free pass where she will buy something for you and it will not come out of your $300.
Ooh.
So remember, you got 8 rounds left. It could be for any item. Keep that in mind. Back of your head.
Yay.
Hunter. Roz, however, she's a businesswoman through and through. And what you don't know is she's a little sneaky. She's a little cunning. She's doing some stuff on the back end that you'll probably never know about and you probably don't want to hear about because it'll make you complicit in some stuff that you should not be complicit in. However, this will give you a steal later on in the game. She knows all the best vendors in town. She knows all the best people in town. If you want something, she'll make her phone calls. It'll be yours and taken right out from someone else.
Or back.
They will not be getting a refund.
Let's go.
Can that include my free gift?
Oh, that's a good question.
What? I can steal his?
If you steal his free gift, though, he doesn't technically lose anything.
That's true. I'm going to be strategic with my...
That's going to be on the table. The free gift will be on the table. So, like, if you steal something from Mel who spent $30, she just loses out on $30. Sorry, your vendor just left you.
That would be unfortunate. Foreshadowing.
Hunter, I did nothing to you. Take it up with Nick, okay?
You could have stopped it. You could have stopped the pain.
This week, If you bully me this week because of him, I swear you're going to have a conversation.
You could have stood up for me. You know, you just idly stood by and let it happen. But it's fine. I won't forget. Oh, they get more expensive every round. Okay.
Correct. Some of these are going to be really expensive. So what y'all didn't see is I just sent them the next part. Now, if you listen to the Patreon episode, y'all know that the one thing I have planned for my wedding right now is my dress. Dresses, actually. Quite literally the only thing I've purchased. So in true AJ fashion, that's going to be the next item on our agenda, is getting your dream Disney wedding dress. So our most expensive option is going to be Cinderella's gown for $60.
Ooh.
Lottie's pink, beautiful puffer dress at $45. You could do Aurora's more plain and simple dress when she's in the woods for $15. Or Ariel's very probably stylish somewhere rags for $5. The rags with the rope tied around her. Yeah, that's a solid $5 for you. Hunter, I'm going to let you pick. What would you want to see Maddie walking down the aisle with?
Oh, I thought this was for me.
You want to wear the, you can wear the dress if you want. Like, whatever your heart desires, this is Hunter your Disney wedding.
I mean, a nice Lottie pink puffer dress.
I didn't know what direction this was going. I was going to be like, all right, here we go. You know, a nice, there's nothing wrong with a nice, like, mountain wedding, you know, outdoors kind of, and Cinderella's gown, that's a little fancy. The puffer dress, it's so impractical. I mean, like, how are you gonna walk around, talk to people, have a good time after that? I'm gonna go with the Aurora's plain dress here. Stylish yet tasteful, functional and comfortable.
I don't blame you. I love that dress. Yeah. Not for me for a wedding dress, but I would totally wear that out and about. Just not to my wedding, maybe, but like just, everyone has their options.
As you go fetch the water from the well more so.
Correct. And walking down the aisle.
It's kind of like that boho bride.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. You know what I mean?
Like it's got, there are definitely people that have worn dresses like this for their wedding, and you really can style it quite beautifully. So
that's right. True. That's right. Thank you, Mel. You're just sucking up now because I've got a steal in my back pocket.
I just think that everyone's wedding is beautiful in its own way, you know?
Aw, shucks. How cute.
Very nice.
Andrew, what are you feeling? If Ansley were to walk down the aisle tomorrow, what would you want to see her in?
Oh, well, you know.
Not Andrew just picking the rags. That'd be so rude.
No, I'm going to ball out.
Oh. We're doing Cinderella's?
Ooh, don't know. Hunter's got to steal.
Why would I steal another dress? What do I want that for?
I don't know. I'll take Cindy's dress.
Perfect.
That's good.
Cindy's dress. Go big or go home. All right, Mel, what you thinking? You got Lottie's pink puffer for $45 or Ariel's rags for $5?
Look, I mean, could I get the pink puffer in like a silver, or does it have to be pink?
It has to be pink, baby. Please.
I'll go with Lottie's pink puffer. I love.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I mean, look, if it were like Ariel's wedding dress, entirely, that wouldn't even be a question. But yeah, I can't with the rags, with the rope. You know, I need it to be form fitting.
Fair, very fair. All right, my friends. Now that the bride has her dress, what are we doing for hair and makeup? What's our thought? So, this is a little biased. What I think is the most beautiful hair in all of Disney animation: Aurora's perfect curls. $30. Rapunzel's braid, complete with all of the beautiful flowers. And if y'all know how expensive floral is, you'll basically just be your own walking centerpiece. $25. Uh-huh. You could do a simple updo like Cinderella. Nothing fancy, nothing schmancy for $10. Or you got out of bed late and missed your hair appointment, so you kind of look like Anna for Frozen for $0. That one's free. You really need up there. Set your alarm. Oh, what you thinking?
I mean, this one's pretty easy for me. So my inspo for my wedding hair was like that 40s, 50s, really wavy, luxurious hair. So I would go with Aurora's perfect curls. I think it's just, it's the look. It's the moment.
It really is. And your hair was just so chef's kiss. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
Gosh.
All right. Andrew, what you thinking?
Give me the simple updo.
Heard. To go with the Cinderella gown. I love it.
Yeah. It really, it's a whole... It's a whole thing.
This is going swimmingly. Give me Rapunzel's braid. That's perfect.
You're really going for this like boho.
Yeah.
Doing the boho look.
Flower power. I mean, I hope I get a venue that's outdoors.
Or he's stealing someone's outdoor
venue. I'm stealing it. Just so you know.
All right, boys. But Hunter, I don't know, now that I'm looking at this list, I don't know if any of these outfits are going to really match the vibe you're going for, but you got to pick one. Uh-oh. So for the men, we have Naveen's green suit for $40.
Oh, a little bit. Continue. Sorry, I looked at the
he
list.
He kept reading. We got Prince Charming's, you know, simple, plain, got the like shoulder pad thingies with the tassels, kind of looks like a curtain for $20. You got Aladdin's street rat style for 10. Basically, you're just getting the suit vest with nothing underneath and some puffy pants. Or if you're feeling a little cheap for the men, Tarzan's cloth, not the muscles. You don't get to look like Tarzan. You just get the little loincloth there instead.
I mean, oh, look, Hunter, Tarzan is very outdoorsy.
He's very outdoorsy.
It's not the outdoorsy look.
It's a little cash for what I'm going for. I'm not going to lie. A little
loin
casual.
Cloth isn't what you think you should wear to a wedding. What?
Yeah, it's just barely like under dress code, I think. It's close. It's close. Gosh, but see, then I'd have to shell out. I don't need a fancy green suit. But you're right. The Prince Charming doesn't really matter. I know Andrew's going to pick the Prince Charming, of course. So I don't know about
he's got a whole thing going
there.
On.
You know, we're going to stay boho. We're going to go street rat style. Street rat style.
I was so hoping you were going to say.
Yeah, we're going to go street rat style. Get the vests, you know, the poofy pants. And we'll go for it.
I like it. I like the thought.
Besides, all I right, also Andrew. Think Andrew's going to go Prince Charming, and then Mel will have to shell out for Naveen's green suit or have John in Tarzan's cloth, which I don't
know. You know, I think John could rock that.
Right? My husband could do that, for
all
sure.
All right, there you go. We'll see what happens.
Andrew, what you feeling? Are we sticking with our Cinderella perfect love story?
We are.
I love this is not how I would have. I wish I like made a board of what I thought y'all were gonna pick because this is not it. Prince Charming.
I have a nice theme going right now, to be honest.
Mel, what you thinking? Are we shelling out or are we letting it hang loose, baby?
I think for the sake of, you know, my parents, our in-laws, all of them, I'll just get the green suit. I'll deal with it. I don't think.
Oh, I'm so sad. Nobody took Tarzan's cloth. I should have made this later in the game, so one of y'all had to do it.
Look, once again, if you did Tarzan in his suit, like the weird suit that he has to, then I would have been like, yeah, sure, okay. Even if it had a couple cuts in it or something, I could deal with that, you know?
Oh, that's way less funny than just
the
loincloth.
It was the asterisk on the not the muscles for me. If it was muscles included,
sign me up.
Yeah,
sign me up. Oh my gosh. All right, now the moment most people are really waiting for, the venue. Y'all, it was really hard for me to whittle down to four venues, especially four venues that I feel like had an option to be like a different price point. You know what I mean? Like all of the Disney wedding venues are just so spectacular. I did have to make one up though, because I couldn't pick one to be free because they're all beautiful. But the not free one by any means of the imagination, Cinderella Castle for $80. We got Tower of Terror for $50. The Paris Pavilion, the like right where Remy is, kind of looking over to the fountain, and you're kind of like in the streets of Paris for $30. Or if you think you're going to need it for the next couple of rounds, you could do All Star during cheer week in front of the giant football helmets for $5.
Woof.
So like whatever your heart desires. All right.
It's a damper on my boho style.
I know.
No, I think you could make the Parisian one work actually, Hunter.
Right. That'd be really pretty.
You see how there's like the flowers going up the walkway and everything and the bright colors on the building.
Nice color tones. Okay. Okay. You're
saying,
selling me.
You could make that work for that. Yep. I'm just saying.
You totally just don't want me work. To steal Cinderella Castle from you, but that's okay.
No. Well, okay. And here's my question. No, Andrew can't steal, right? He just gets
Andrew cannot steal. He just gets a free pass.
Cool.
Oh, he just gets a freebie. Okay.
And I forgot. Can Hunter take mine?
I can.
Yes,
take
Hunter can
I
take
I
yours.
Woo-hoo.
Hunter, just keep. It's my. Yeah, I'm going first. Yes.
Yep. But he has to do it before it's over, right?
Yeah, it's going to be my turn. The last turn.
Hunter, I really think Maddie would love the Parisian Pavilion.
I also love the Parisian Pavilion.
You know, she might. We'll never know.
I want Cinderella's castle. Give it to me.
Oh, okay. We're going big, baby. 80 Dala's Cinderella Castle.
That's, yeah.
I love, I love, I love, I love. Mm. All right.
All right.
Andrew, your Cinderella streak has been broken, but you still got Tower of Terror, Parisian Pavilion, or the All-Star Sports section during
cheer week. I'm going to take the Parisian Pavilion.
I was really hoping you were going to do All-Star. I should have made there be only three options that y'all couldn't have anything good in this life. Parisian Pavilion. Good choice.
It also stinks because, like, I can't, I'm in the middle, you know? So I'm either going to get.
But that means you get second best pick point. Every time.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Well.
Hunter, you got Tower of Terror or All Star, baby.
Yeah.
What's fitting more into that? You know, that really. Just
not feeling boho.
Turf?
I mean, no, that neglected Tower of Terror is kind of like the boho vibes of like, just, you know. I don't want to feel the turf between your toes.
I will say the terrace outside the Tower of Terror, like, is actually really pretty with the vines and the oranges and stuff. You could probably feasibly make that work.
It's true. I had a really hard time picking a photo for Tower of Terror.
You're doing a great job, Mel. You're doing a great job. Look, I'm going to go ahead and exercise my steal on this one. I will be stealing the Parisian Pavilion.
Oh, wow. Okay, I was not expecting that.
Cinderella Castle was a little too bougie for me. I'll just throw that out there.
Go big or go home. I got that pink puffer dress. I need a big castle to go with it.
You do.
So. All right, Andrew. So with that, you no longer have the Parisian Pavilion. You lost your money. I'm so sorry. Roz really did
a number.
Does he
have to buy a new one?
You do have to buy a new one. Ooh. So you could either buy Tower of Terror or All-Star.
Mm. I'm going to buy Tower.
Oh.
I don't blame him.
$80 down the drain this round.
Down the drain.
I hate it when a venue cancels on me.
All right, I'm going to do a quick tally of everyone's amounts here. 90.
I've got 240 just because I've been keeping track.
Yeah.
You already have 240.
I started with 300. I've only spent $60.
Oh, I thought you meant you've spent.
No.
I've 240. I was like, did I miss a round? I'm leading the game and I think I missed a round.
No, I'm balling on a budget right now.
75, 115. I don't know how to do math, you guys. 195 mil?
Yeah. Same. I had it at 190, but I probably did my math wrong as well. So that's.
Yeah. Lottie's dress was $45.
Right. There it is then. Yep. You're right.
20, 80, 90, 110, 140, 190. All right. Andrew sitting at 190. We got Hunter at 60 and we got Mel at 195 out of 300.
Wait, that's so all that they've spent?
Yes.
Y'all spent $190? Holy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we got Andrew with Edna Mode for 20. He's got the, I can't read my own handwriting, the gown for $60, the simple updo for 10. He had the Prince Charming outfit for 20, had the Parisian Pavilion for 30, but then had to end up buying Tower for 50, even though he lost his deposit. You have the Roz for 10, the plain dress for 15, braid for 25, the street rat fit for 10, and then you got Parisian for free because you stole it.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, you might end up in cuffs by the end of this when Roz is done with you. Meanwhile, Mel's got Lottie's pink dress for 45, Aurora's curls for 30, the green fit from Princess and the Frog for 40, and then the castle for 80.
I think it's a good deal.
Nothing like a little hot pink and forced green to compliment each other at the altar.
It's not a hot pink. It's like a dusty rose, okay?
You keep telling yourself that, sweet girl. I don't know about y'all, but I'm starting to get hungry with all this wedding talk. So let's talk food. We got some options here. We got the gourmet Beauty and the Beast dinner. And of course, would not be complete without some champagne and gray stuff for $50. You have a buffet of purely park food. So I'm talking Casey's Corner nuggets. I'm talking Mickey pretzels. I'm talking like basically just anything fried you can find in the parks. It's probably going to be on your spread. That's for 20.
Okay.
Now, I'm unfortunate that none of y'all chose the All-Star location because it would have made your next vendor's commute a little shorter. The McDonald's by All-Star, you could get theirs for $10, including their paper straws, which in my opinion is the worst thing to happen to McDonald's in the history of the planet. Or, you know, if you're balling on a budget and you think it's going to be a quick ceremony, quick reception, we're not really here to party, we're here to honeymoon, you could get just Dasani water for $5.
Mm.
At least that's not Florida water. I was a little nice. It could have been just
not,
Florida water.
Not water, not the water
not spout
fountain
water.
water from
Not water.
from Disney World. Oh
No
no.
water fountain water. I would rather none of you get sick.
Tastes so
Let's
bad.
start there.
That would be nice. Yeah.
All
All
right.
right.
Who is up? I
Me.
believe Hunter, you're up. Gorgeous.
Yes.
What you thinking?
I'm happy about this. So here's the thing. You say pure park food and you insinuate fried food like it's a bad thing. There's some good stuff in the parks. We've got lots of options to choose from. I'm picking pure park food for $20.
I did not insinuate that that was a bad thing.
Budget conscious. Yet
budget conscious,
many
tasty,
options,
nostalgic.
delectable. I mean, honestly, if I had the option to have Disney, like legit Disney park food at my wedding and I could pick what items I wanted, I might do that.
Honestly, same. I was like looking through Pinterest to get photos for all of these, and I just looked up Disney park food and I was making myself so hungry.
We're doing a churro bar. You know, we've got the Mickey's
Dole
ice
Whip
cream.
Area.
Yeah, we got a little Dole Whip fountain. You know, I don't know how that would work, but it will make it work. And then, you know, maybe some Ronto wraps, build your own Ronto wrap. You know, we'll see. We'll see.
Not for Maddie though.
No, that just didn't work out that day.
Nope. All right, Andrew, what you feeling? We got the Gourmet Beauty and Beast dinner for 50, McDonald's by All Star for 10, or Dasani water and Dasani water only for 5.
I'm thinking.
Time to shell out.
I'm going to go the McDonald's by All Star for 10.
Wow.
I don't think Mel's upset about that.
I don't think
as
she's
many
upset one bit.
Weddings as I've been to,
McDonald's
nobody,
would probably be better.
Nobody remembers the food.
That is a
lie. I
that
remember
is a
good
lie.
Food. So.
I remember Mel's cocktail hour.
Thank you.
It's freaking insane.
That's what
the
I'm saying.
The spreads there
but
were ridiculous.
I remember like the little things. Like, oh, this person had these mac and cheese bites. But by like, I usually get so messed up at a wedding that like, couldn't tell you within the last year what I've had. Also, you got to wait to send that those messages.
Yeah,
I totally did not mean to send
Mel
that. I totally
been.
Did not.
Now, Mel
I accidentally just sent
see.
Our next topic.
I
but,
did have
um,
this up, so
right,
I didn't
right.
see whatever
good,
she
good,
sent,
good,
if
good,
that helps.
good.
Anyways, Mel, like, don't go back through your text messages because I accidentally hit the send button as I was loading up our next round.
For our next round.
What you feeling for food? Are you feeling the Gourmet Beauty and Beast dinner or Dasani water? I feel like I don't have to ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyways.
I'm going
to
do the gourmet. It goes with my heart and what I, you know, did for my actual wedding. So I feel like I have to do it.
Honestly, don't blame you one bit. All right, my friends, we've gotten married. We're eating some food. It's time for some entertainment. We're looking for a band, singer, whatnot to kind of set the ambiance and the tone for y'all's reception. We got 4 options. We have the Muses from Hercules. For $45. That is a steal if you're asking me. You have International Superstar Powerline for $30. You have Lewis from Princess and the Frog. Just him, not the whole brass band, you know, Mardi Gras style going on. Just him and his little trumpet thing and a bobber for $15. Or you could have the Small World Dolls serenade you and your guests, kind of karaoke style, whatever y'all are thinking, for $5.
All
Just
right.
A little creepy, but I mean, they harmonize pretty well.
What is Lewis's specialty? Is it a trumpet? A bugle?
I think that's what that is,
plays
question
the
mark.
Brass?
People
All
are going
right.
to scream in their cars when I'm definitely saying the wrong instrument, but I was
trumpet.
An orchestra girl. I'm sorry, friends.
All right. I just want to know what vibes he brings.
It's a trumpet.
All right, cool.
It's a trumpet.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very
Mel, what you feeling?
Okay, so we have 9 categories. I think we have. How many are
you
we?
You got 2 left after this. We're getting down to the wire.
Time to start.
And Mel, you're currently at
pinching
what,
$245? Wedding budget.
Yeah, hold on. I'm
you're
just
$245. You could.
Oh no.
You could.
That already gets me
technically
90 if I go with those Muses. Oh.
And
Small
as a reminder,
balls.
The lowest of the low for all categories is either $0 or $5. So technically, even if you did do the $45, you could still do the lowest of the low category for $0 or $5.
I'm just trying to think what the other categories would be. I really love the Muses. I feel like everyone would be so distracted by them. They wouldn't care if anything else sucked, you know, like I saw when we saw Hercules live, the Muses like were the entire show. It was amazing. So I'm just going to get the Muses. I'm just doing it.
I'm so happy that you're doing that. That makes my heart happy. Perfect. So you're now at $290.
$5
Dang.
Option for me.
All right. Andrew, what you feeling?
Power line.
I feel like that was the easy choice for you.
Yeah. It also goes with the whole Tower of Terror thing. Like, I feel like Powerline would fit really well over there.
He's like doing acrobatics from the top and like drops through the elevator shafts during Eye to Eye to then come meet you on the dance floor and finish out his big number. Like Lady Gaga doing the national anthem for that Super Bowl that one time.
Spider jumping off, you know? Yeah, that's perfect.
Right. I love that. All right. Powerline was $30. All right, Hunter, what you feeling? Are we feeling Lewis or the Small World Dolls?
Let's just see. You know, nothing says simple, down to earth, like a one man band, one man with his trumpet. That man happens to be an alligator. So that's a crowd pleaser. You know, that's definitely a conversation starter. You know, they will say, wow, I can't believe they had an alligator playing the trumpet. And I feel like that's impressive. I would like that at my wedding. We're going with Lewis.
I love it. Now, the next question is, what are they playing? What is your, this could be any song, your first dance, your walkout, your down the aisle, you know, whatever your picture in your head. I got a couple good love songs for y'all. Got Beauty and the Beast, a timeless classic, Taylor's Oldest Time, for $20. Can You Feel the Love from Lion King for $15. Love is an open door. Now, I don't want anyone coming at me in the comments being like, Hans is the bad guy. Shut up. It's a great love song.
I feel like I should be able to get the first pick on my freebie.
Can I finish saying the options first?
You can. You can.
What does Edna do when you speak out of turn like this? Does she hit you with the newspaper like she did for?
No, she would have been the one to say that from the get go.
Very fair.
Pull
very
yourself
fair.
Together, darling.
Anyways, Love is an Open Door for $10 or for a freebie. It's a Small World. And that's the only song they get to play the entire time, but it's free.
Dang, Mel, that's going to be a banger at your wedding.
Only song they can play the entire time, like that we're dancing or like
you know how when you're going with a Small World and it's just different renditions of the same song over and over again, that is your wedding.
But if it's sang by the muses, that has to be quite interesting, right?
You know, that's fair.
Or we've just taken all of the good about the muses and just forced them into
Small World. Why isn't this just like a one song thing? I don't understand. Because Beauty
is because it's more fun if Small
the
World
song is on repeat.
Oh, no.
That's the craziness of that song is that it's on repeat and it gets stuck in your head, so like it has to stay true to its entity in your wedding.
So like Love is an Open Door is just on repeat all night?
No, just Small World.
It's a Small World.
Just stay true to its roots.
Just because
because she says so.
That's correct. Right.
Welcome to the wedding industry, baby. Andrew, was that your alluding to wanting
no.
the? Oh, okay. Honestly, good for you for saving it till the end.
Never mind. All right.
In that instance, then, Hunter, you get to go.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight is what we will be having at our wedding.
Love. Classic.
Perfect.
And I will say, when I was making this list, I put Can You Feel the Love Tonight before Beauty and the Beast because I am not the biggest Lion King fan, but I know a lot of people think that is like the ultimate love song. And so you can fight me in the comments on that. I don't care. and then, Andrew, what you feeling then? You got Beauty and the Beast.
I'll take
Love
Beauty
is an Open
and
Door.
Beast.
Perfect. And that's going to be $20. I need to recount your money too. You are at...
I have $50 left.
30. Yes.
I've spent $250.
You have? I have you spending $240. Oh, wait, no, I don't know how to count. I have wedding planning brain, guys. $250. All right, Mel. Would you like It's a Small World or It's a Small World?
I guess I'm going with It's a Small World.
I mean, could she do Love is an Open Door and then
if
no,
she
I only have $5.
You risk it all? Oh, you only have $5?
You right? could wait.
I thought you had right? 10.
You have $10.
Oh, I have $10.
So technically you could get Love is an Open Door, but then if something on the next page is not $0, you'd have to sell something else to be able to pay for it.
Well, you could do that because then you could sell Love is an Open Door for $5.
That's true.
Little insurance.
Yeah, I guess I'll just do Love is an Open Door. And then if I have to sell it, I'll just sell it like over that. It's a Small World.
Then you'll Cross literally out, have the muses playing no and... music. They're just standing
they could just
there.
Dance quietly in the background. You know what? And that's also a vibe. It's fine. All right,
honestly, all right. Amazing.
Just there for, disco. Like, yeah, chat and entertainment.
Silent disco.
No.
All right, music. My friends. Time for my favorite part of wedding planning. The honeymoon planning, because let's be honest, yes, the one day is fun, but I'm looking forward to that big vacation at the end where I just get to say sayonara to all of my worries and woes and go lay on a beach somewhere for a while. And y'all have a couple of different options. Now I'm going to send it off. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to be pulling up the description of one of these because it is
I know what I'm picking.
Intense.
I want to use my free one.
You don't I'm have sure you to do, but let me.
Because Mel doesn't have enough money. So just chill,
yeah,
buddy.
Just, I can't take anything. It's
oh,
fine.
That's right.
And now here I am sitting with my $190 that I've kept to the end for absolutely no reason.
See, you should have went big like me, buddy boy.
Sorry.
It all worked out at the end, didn't it?
Hey, we're having a
ball. All right, my friends. For everyone who has no idea what the heck they're all screaming about. Let me read you this list. I'm going to start from the bottom and go to the top because the top is going to take me a minute to explain. At the bottom, we have a cozy night in at your own humble abode, Disney Plus marathon for $0. The next tier up, you get to go to Disney World and go to all four parks, but it has to be in one day. You get a one day honeymoon, baby. Four parks, one day, $15. You got a Disney cruise. We love a Disney cruise. I just booked one myself. They're beautiful. They're fun. They're inclusive. It's going to be $30 for you. Yeah. Now, here's the big kicker one. For a whopping $80 is the Nat Geo World Tour private plane month-long crazy extravaganza. Now, what the heck am I talking about? Y'all, it's a dream vacation that spans 24 days across 6 countries, going to 12 different Disney theme parks. The Taj Mahal, Pyramids of Giza, and the Eiffel Tower. You'll stay in world-class accommodations and have your very, well, not your very own, but a professionally configured to this entire trip VIP Boeing 757. It's like, this trip is insane, you guys. Like, you
have
start
you not heard
out,
of this, Andrew?
No, I know it. I'm talking about it being a 757. That's an old plane.
Hey.
An old
they were balling
plane.
On a budget.
It is an old plane.
They bought a decommissioned one.
And there's like a lot of food included too, which is nice. And like things like VIP tours and firework viewing. And you go to like 12 of the parks. The first, let's see, 3-4 days you're spending at the...
You go to Skywalker Ranch.
Skywalker Ranch. Yeah, that's sick.
You're like, oh, yeah. No, you go to California. Yeah, go to Skywalker Ranch. When you go to Anaheim... all other places then yeah San Francisco I think in there too
yep but. Tokyo then Shanghai after that oh mm-hmm. My gosh I'm like only on day 11 and we're still just rocking through it I'm like
basically the ultimate Disney vacation
having to go through this whole itinerary this thing's insane anyways but that one's gonna be a whopping $80 I have a feeling where you're not gonna be starting with with Mel on this one Andrew you have anything you want to say
Edna's paying.
Thanks, Auntie Edna. We're going for that. I'm assuming that 80.
Yes, we are going for the Nat Geo.
Nat Geo 30 awesome. Day or whatever private jet tour around the world to all your favorite Disney parks. That thing's insane. If any of our Patreon listeners just happen to be super filthy rich and want to like donate one of these trips to us, you can come with and we'll just record episodes on all of our plane flights. How about that? All right.
Or Nat Geo, you want to sponsor? Yeah.
Hey, Nat Geo.
Four trips, 100 grand a piece. Woof.
We are
I'd have a hard time getting a month away, though, to be honest.
I would quit my job for that.
Oh, no.
Like, to be frankly honest, if I could not get the time off for that, I would just quit. When else are you going to get
I'm
that?
I'm taking a leave of absence.
Literally.
Just don't show up. Just don't say anything. Just no show. And then just come back to work like nothing ever happened. You're just like, oh, hey.
They're going to be like, why is she? I was going to say, we'd get fired anyways for using our blue IDs, but I guess they'd be paying for tickets and stuff. Please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
How would they know?
They'll never know.
Nobody's going to know.
Are they going to know? All right, Mel. Technically, you were supposed to be first, but.
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't really matter.
Doesn't really matter. What are you picking, Mel?
Hey, I'm going to go with the Disney Plus marathon for exactly $0.
Good old Jersey rainy day outside, cuddling up. On
Why
the couch
not?
Watching Disney Plus. After Look, marrying the love of your life.
When we got married, we didn't go on our honeymoon for like a couple months. So the day after our wedding, it was actually raining. We came home and we watched movies and friends came over. So we didn't even spend the night alone. We spent it with a lot of people. Like, I don't know what we were thinking, but yeah, no, it was fine. It was like 10 days before Christmas. We were not trying to spend, you know, that much money right before Christmas. No, thanks.
Very fair. Very, and especially after a wedding, please.
Oh yeah, please. It was like, no, it was good. It was good. We waited.
Hunter, round us out, kid. What you going with?
Can I please buy 6 Disney cruises?
I don't think that's how it works. You can get like one of the 13 or 14 nighters.
All right. That? Yeah, there you go.
Disney cruise.
Give me the Disney cruise.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Now, I still got 130 bucks left. Would you look at that?
Yeah. Wow. That's insane. All right. I'm going to go through everyone's options one more time. If we ever do this again, though, I'm adding way more dud responses because I was expecting this to be way more dud filled. Andrew, Edna Mode was his wedding planner, superstar, love her. When the wedding gown is going to be Cinderella's gown, including Cinderella's updo and Prince Charming's tux for the men. So, like, we definitely had a theme going on here in the first half. The venue is going to be the, oh, wait, I almost said Parisian Pavilion. Rest in peace to that steel.
Not anymore.
Oh.
You can keep it. I'm going on a Nat Geo world tour.
You could have got married at the All-Star during Cheer Week, for all you care.
I could have saved that steel.
I'm kind of surprised you did it. I'm surprised you went with the venue as your steal. I guess the venue is a big deal.
It is.
He ended up getting married at Tower of Terror with the, you know, ever so classy McDonald's catering. Powerline performed the Beauty and the Beast song. And then right after that, they hopped a jet for 30 days or 24 days, whatever it was. More days than we get to go on vacation. So must be nice. Andrew, honestly, 10 out of 10 there.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Hunter, our balling on a budget, dude. I need to plan my wedding.
Anybody wants me to plan a wedding, my services are available.
But I guess you can't take all the credit because you did have Roz as your wedding planner, who I bet you could negotiate some crazy deals.
She roughed a few people up for me.
We know. She might be in hiding after this. For the wedding dress, we had Aurora's plain dress that she wore through the woods, including Rapunzel's braided hair with the flowers, while you, on the other hand, wore the street rat costume.
Oh, yeah.
You just go and you look like you're ready for the reception already. Like, you look like when all the grooms, like, take off their button-ups and whatnot to go dance. Yeah, you just wanted to start
the tie around the head. Yep.
Correct. You then stole the Parisian Pavilion from Epcot as your venue. And while you're in Epcot, you went ahead and gathered up all your favorite park food for the catering. Lewis was there to serenade you guys with Can You Feel the Love Tonight for your song. And afterwards, y'all embarked on a Disney cruise of your choice.
There you go.
Honestly.
Sounds great. And I used half of my budget.
But what are you going to do with the other half of that budget? There's like no...
You know, I'm going to buy myself a nice wedding gift.
There you go.
Or maybe I should buy my, you know, bride-to-be a nice wedding gift. Yeah, that should be the thing.
Probably smart. Probably smart.
Save myself there. Woo, near miss.
Mel, I got to say, for having no wedding planner, I am so impressed with how you were able to utilize your budget, literally getting it down to the last dollar.
That's how it went in real life, too.
Please. We had Lottie's pink, beautiful puffer dress with Aurora's perfect curls. Meanwhile, Hubby was wearing the green outfit from Princess and the Frog. So we kind of had a little Princess and the Frog theme going there. Definitely. Y'all got married at Cinderella's castle. Gorgeous, 10 out of 10, with a gourmet Beauty and the Beast style dinner experience. The Muses serenaded y'all with Love is an Open Door. Big save from almost having to be It's a Small World for the entirety of the night. That really saved your wedding, I think. Oh. And then you just relax afterwards with the love of your life watching Disney Plus.
Perfect. 10 out of 10 for me.
This feels like a weird like Disney weddings Mad Libs or something like that.
A little bit. Jeez.
I love. This has been so fun. This is so much easier than actual wedding planning.
Look, you get through it, and like people, there's so many jaded people out there who say, oh, it wasn't worth it. And like, blah, blah, blah. That's BS. It's your day. You can choose to do whatever you want. And it's very stressful, but in my opinion, it's worth it at the end. So just Hold in tight, you two. It's gonna be great.
What is it they say? You're not the host. You're the guest of honor. So yeah, treat even yourself though, like it.
You end up being the host anyway.
No. You're not the host. You just. Well, I guess yeah. You kind of have to be.
It was definitely yeah.
You got an unlimited budget. You can be the guest of honor, I guess, and not.
Yeah. Sure yeah.
That's what I'm struggling with, though. I don't like other people planning my things. Like, I'm not even picking a maid of honor because, one, I didn't want to pick between my friends, and two, I want to plan everything. But, like, that's the thing is now I'm, like, getting that hostess mentality of, well, I want to make sure everyone's happy, so we're going to have a million games at our opening day, and we're going to have, like, this and this and that so that everyone's busy and everyone's having a good time and no one's allowed to yawn, and it's, like, stressing me out. Like, other people's perception of it is stressing me out, and I don't even have a wedding date yet. So bad.
I would recommend using your friends. Let them help you. They want to help you. Just, you know, it might just help ease the stress here if you just ask them to help take on some of these tasks, or if they have any advice. I'm sure you have married friends or someone who's in the process as well, maybe.
Hey, I just planned a pretty darn good wedding.
I will be employing Hunter services.
Let me just let you in on a secret. I have shown up to be a day of coordinator assistant to my wife.
Have you?
Maddie. Yes, she used to be a wedding planner. Maddie used to be a wedding planner. She used to work at a venue here in Texas. So she used to kind of be like the event, or what do they call it? Venue coordinator.
And then she did
the event coordinator role, like at different venues. And I was her assistant one day.
That's cool.
And I went in, you know.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Very client service. Did the Disney Point a few times. Brought out those customer service skills. I still got it. If I need to flash it, I could still do that. Hey, how are you? Welcome to Walt Disney World. But, you know, Welcome to AJ's wedding.
Hey, same thing.
I used to be a wedding DJ's assistant, so I would sing at people's weddings and just help run.
Look at this. You got the planner? You got the entertainment? It's going to be the happiest podcast.
I love how y'all are acting like you're going to plan the wedding as if y'all aren't going to be there with me getting drunk right alongside me and partying with me.
Why not?
Let's be honest.
Hold on. No singers. We just have a podcast set up and we do a live recording episode at the reception. We're like, hello.
Instead of having centerpiece florals at y'all's table, I'm just going to bring my mic, put it on the like 360 view, and just sit it in the middle and see what happens.
Live.
See what it picks up.
I will be hiding mics and all the flowers. Please.
I love it. Oh, my recommendation for flowers, get fake ones off Etsy. I can send you a really good seller. I got all of my bouquets off of Etsy and it saved me so much money. It's actually disgusting. And they
that
look
is.
Perfect. So
I am definitely doing fake flowers because florals are very important to me, but like not the actual flower. Like if someone touches the flower and goes, oh my God, it's fake. Ew. Then don't come to my wedding. Bye.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye. You don't need to be here.
Get out.
Correct. So no, but like the look of florals are very important to me. So we will be doing fake wedding.
Oh dear.
It's a sham.
It's all a facade.
Correct. He's just marrying me for my money. No, but oh my gosh. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I'm like drowning in the lack of wedding planning right now. But if you listen to the newest Happiest Podcast on Earth episode, Patreon episode, which is actually kind of funny because I recorded that episode like a month ago and everything that I said in there still holds true. That's how little wedding planning I've done. So go give it a listen if you're a Patreon member. If you're
hasn't gone down.
No, I literally don't have a venue. Don't have a date. All I have is a dress. Two dresses, actually.
Look, and dresses. Some glasses, right? And some glasses. That's great.
Flash mob wedding right in Magic Kingdom on Main Street.
Base your venue and the season you're getting married off of your dress. There you go.
Bada bing, bada boom. We are doing a meeting with Disney Weddings on Monday, so I'm super excited just to see how that goes. I doubt we'll actually do it, but you know, it'd be fun. In a perfect world, I'd be getting married in the Italy Pavilion with the flower and garden backdrop. You know,
can't go wrong.
Do they do that? Is that an option?
Yes, it is.
Because like the
Italy Pavilion.
But don't you get married at like 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Well, you get married.
I mean, that's still cool.
Wedding, but
that's,
if it's light out, you know what I mean? Fun. Like,
that would be awesome. You should do that.
That's the hope. Like, the,
yeah,
like, and especially
yeah.
because during Flower and Garden, your florals are done. Boom.
Yeah. Like,
as long as there's not a troll topiary anywhere around.
They do have the in the tramp one, but I would not be getting married on that side because the thought of having ladies' crazy ears that look like fluffy and furry and like super long. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please Google the lady in the tramp topiary. Her hair is insane. I would not be getting married on that side. I'd be getting married on the opposite side, so you could not see her.
Could you imagine just rolling up and you're like, yeah, we got it at the pavilion. They got it all set up, you know, and then you just roll up and the entire altar is just centered right by the lady in the tramp. You're like,
I would actually cry.
I guess this is how it's going
to
be.
How much do I have to pay to get them removed from the pavilion?
Let's move this. We have 15 minutes till guests show up. Let's move this. Let's go.
I'll move it myself. Turn into like Superwoman, please.
Hold on. So logistically speaking, because this is all going through my mind right now, because, you know, wedding planner kicking in. you have a 6 or 7 a.m. wedding at the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
You're waking up at midnight to start your makeup?
Like 2 a.m. She's easily getting up at 2 a.m. for a 7 a.m. wedding, and that's still cutting it close.
Gosh.
Let's be honest. I don't feel comfortable when I wear a full face of makeup, so I don't know if I will do that on my wedding day. I'll probably just get a really damn good spray tan and call that a day. But the big thing is my hair. My hair does not cooperate, so it's either going to be done in 5 minutes or it's going to take me like 55 minutes. Like, there's no in between. So the ones in the parks, you have to have your ceremony. It's like 2 hours before or 2 hours after park opening, park close. So you could theoretically do it like in the daylight. Park is
at night.
In the morning. Like if like a park like Epcot kind of has like a later opening, they're more like 9-10-ish. The sun technically rises that early. So could be, because that's the one thing I want my ceremony sunrise during the day.
Would be cool.
Yeah, but we also know I don't do mornings.
Do not get married at the seas.
Get
no
married at the seas.
In maybe scuba to the party suits. There.
In scuba, please. Okay, that'd actually be kind of fun. That'd be kind of worth it. But Wesley has sent me like a few aquariums and whatnot because he's a big like marine biology, like wildlife kind of guy. So like he keeps sending me aquariums and I'm like, that's cute, but the lighting in there is trash. We're not getting married there.
It's true. The lighting in those are
all
usually
cool hospital lighting.
Yeah.
Right. The fluorescents are so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be fun
to
get married.
Orlando Science Center does.
The land.
Oh, true. The Orlando Science Center does one and like you can get married where all the dinos are. So like that one's pretty fun. I don't know if I'd get married there. I'd rather have like the party there because I think it'd be fun, but the ceremony, definitely not. The ceremony is going to be well lit, very beautiful, very classic. Reception, we can get a little crazy. I don't care.
I had another light bulb idea.
Oh, gosh.
We're just talking wedding now. This is what this episode has turned into. But listen, the scenario here. Imagine Animal Kingdom, okay? Indoors. So it can be day, it can be night, it can be morning, it can be, it doesn't matter. Inside of Dinosaur, you, all right, listen. The aisle is on the ride path, okay? Obviously, we're not going to be sending vehicles down. Someone would get seriously hurt.
Just knock me out.
The ride is off, okay? We have enough light to where you're safe, you can see, but it's still that show lighting, you know, a little dark, a little mysterious. And then the music starts. And then in the distance, you hear, boom, boom, boom. And it's the dinosaur,
the Carnotaurus.
The Carnotaurus walking. You are riding in the Carnotaurus's mouth to the altar. It's
Hunter,
the one
you've
that
gone
takes
too
steps.
Far.
No, no, it's
you've
the one that takes
far.
Actual steps.
And with that.
And then he dips his head, opens his mouth, and you come out and you walk down the aisle. And there it is.
And then the
is
Jurassic
one.
Park theme song plays and the Disney wedding planners go, wait, we don't have the rights to this.
Hey, I'd remember that wedding for the rest of my forever. Life as a guest. Let me just tell you.
Write that down.
There you go.
Please.
And then you go to your reception at Restaurantosaurus. Get some chicken fingers and french fries.
I'm glad you're taking AJ's wedding very, very seriously. That's good.
I'm glad one of us is.
If you can dream it.
We can do it, baby.
You said you didn't have a venue, didn't have a date. I just gave you like 3 great options right there. No excuse now.
I wrote them all down. Don't you worry. I will be reviewing this with council later. I'm sure the Disney wedding planner that I meet with on Monday is going to love the fact that I want to get married on the right path of dinosaur.
Icebreaker. You should go and be like, listen, I know y'all have your own packages, but hear me out. This is what I want. Dinosaur, I ride in the mouth of the Carnotaurus. What do you think? And they're just like, I love
He's
going to
look at me like I have 3 Carnotaurus heads.
And then,
please.
Yeah, but you're going to hit it off so well. They're going to be like, we love that so much. We're going to sponsor this wedding for you. And that's actually going to happen. And you're like,
get Imagineering on board right now.
Yeah. Could happen. You never know.
Ugh, I love it. Y'all, by the time this episode comes out, I will have probably spoken with Disney weddings, whatever. But the funniest part is when I look back on this in like a year, year and a half, when I've actually had my wedding, it'll be funny to see what actually came to be instead of what all these things we're talking about. You know, I'm hoping the Carne Taurus can play a factor, but
we've
you know, we'll
said
see.
What's happening. I mean, one of those ideas is happening.
Bound to happen. Well, the one thing I do know is that Wesley will not be rolling up in the Tarzan loincloth. That is like the one thing I know is not happening.
Aw, man, I thought that would really work for him, you know?
Yeah. Not his color, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You don't want the clashing colors, you know?
Wrong shade of brown.
Oh, my goodness. But with that, my friends, it is time for me to go wedding plan some more. Thank y'all for joining me. And next time we do this game, I now know that we need smaller budgets and more zoinks. Isn't that the thing from Price is Right or whatever, the zoinks?
We had plenty of zoinks last week. Please, no more zoinks.
I think that would be great.
No. Please, we will make this one was a fun one, a wholesome one.
It
Just
was
wait.
Nice.
I will Very be back in a couple of months with a bigger and better one. But with that, friends,
we should post our deal as like a slide through so people can choose their all the things you made.
Yeah, that's for sure. When this posts,
so
I made them like an Instagram
own.
Story thing.
Yes.
And I'll put y'all's together some way, somehow, and make
it
a slide as well. But with that, my friends, have a great rest of y'all's night. Happy wedding planning, happy dreams, and we'll see y'all later. Bye bye.
Later.
Bye, everybody.
I will tell you, Arendelle Aquas will definitely be sold at the wedding. Maybe some
sold
somewhere.
At the wedding.
You know, I don't know if I got the
I
open bar
expect
money
them
yet.
To be gifted.
Yeah.
Comped.
Zimbar.